The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Now, in this roasting weather, we're all thinking of heading to the beach, and many, it seems, are going further and getting some wind in their sails, as Karen Tompkins has been finding out.
We're just leaving Blacksod Pier now and turning to starboard, and on our starboard side, you have a view of Blacksod Lighthouse. Further 5 miles on the port side, you have Achill Island, and we pass Sleevemore, then we go over to Cruachan, the highest cliff of Ireland. We're lucky today because some days you'd have cloud sitting on top of it, but today, as you can see, it's perfectly clear.
Gerry Sweeney of Geraghty Charters sails out in the Noreen Bawn through choppy waters into Blacksod Bay.
Keep throwing an eye on the water. If you see a black fin, a triangular shaped fin, well, you're into a basking shark then. And you'd also could be lucky, you could see dolphins coming. The dolphins usually follow the boat off the bow on both sides of the boat. Keep the eyes open then, you'd never know what you'd see. Oh, summer 2021 is going very good for us here. Business is up 200% due to the good weather, as I say, and the staycations, you know. It was an international market. 75% of it would be England, France, Germany. The last 2 years, it's all Irish business.
But it's not just Gerry's business in Blacksod Bay that's booming. All over the coast of Ireland, small sailing businesses are having a buoyant summer.
Absolutely unprecedented, never something like it. And all Irish people, we can't keep up with it. We're really flat out. July is usually a fairly quiet month, like. You might get one trip a day or possibly two, but now we're going all the time.
Declan Bates, owner of Salty Island Ferries, Kilmore Quay.
We thought last year was good. We started last year at the end of June, and we had unprecedented demand as well for the whole month of July and August last year, but this year we started the 1st of June, so it's looking like the best year ever. Other summers, I remember being here in July, like, and you'd be looking, things would be gone very quiet, often wondered, like, the people are all going out over your head in the airplanes, you know. You can really see the proof of it this year. They're not going out far, and so they're coming to local stuff, you know. Like, before COVID, like, we had people from all over the world, Japan, everywhere came to see the seabirds. Great for photography, and people want to see the puffins. The birds are a big attraction.
And when they come back in off the boat, what do they say to you?
Well, it's a wow factor, like, with them, you know. Oh, the getting wet and the salt water and the sea air and everything is all part of it, you know. I've seen people on the boat and they couldn't get wet enough, like, to put them up the front of the boat and they were wanting me to drive into the waves to get more water. Somebody else at the back complained they were getting wet, so you can't please everybody.
And it's not just the salt water on skin that people are after. They're searching out sea creatures too.
We saw gannets and cormorants, and down on the far side of the island we saw a few puffins. I think it's kind of end of season, but that was what we went out to see, so we're glad we got to see a few.
Loved it, yeah. It was great now. The weather was so fine, it was so warm out there as well, yeah. I suppose you're out in the middle of nowhere, no phones or anything like that, so.
We nearly forgot about COVID for the day, which was nice.
Yeah.
It was lovely out there.
Declan is delighted that this summer is flying because he remembers some tougher ones.
I was doing with my father when I was 12 or 13 years of age, so I'm at the best part of 60 years. That time, but there was very few going to the island at the time, you know. It was mostly ornithologists and that sort of stuff, like the shooting parties in the winter. Big changes since then, like, we had no proper boats or anything really, you know. I had a bigger boat here back in 1997, but it didn't work out. She was too big, and I was doing trips around the island and with weather and everything else, you couldn't handle the weather, you know. Water all around, people being sick and everything else. So we moved into the smaller ones. They're faster and it takes about 20 minutes to get to the island, so a quick dash out, you know.
With just the summer for tours, maybe inspired by Jeff Bezos, Gerry Sweeney has a novel idea to extend the season that little bit longer.
The Department of the Marine will be after me, maybe. But anyway, no, I'd love to have a submarine that you could bring people out under the water. You know, every Tom, Dick and Harry, as the fella says, has been up in an aeroplane, but very few people have been on a submarine. So I'd say if I could get sponsorship and people to back me, we might run a yellow submarine out of Black Sod someday.
Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic.
Submarine out of Black Sod sounds great. Karen Tompkins reporting there.